I'm going.
Hello.
All right.
Yeah, first night they booted off two people. It was crazy.
Nice. Did they explain the stupid button that they added? Take it off button?
Did they actually explain it? No, I think they just gave you a preview of it, that it's coming.
Okay.
I don't remember them actually explaining it. I don't even remember who got voted off at this point already. It's two people I'd heard of, so that was something.
Okay, that's a plus.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're done talking about it, because I don't know nothing, and you haven't watched it yet.
I think I did know that it was back on. I was thinking about watching some Masked Singer, but I threw it in Owen's court. I said, do you want to watch some Masked Singer, or do you want to watch the new season of Holy Moly? And he was like, holy moly, heck yes. I was like, great. I would prefer that as well. I would also prefer it if Tessitore would come back to Monday Night Football, but that's not happening.
Teeth for the win.
Teeth!
Old man's probably watching Masked Singer right now. He's, you know, it's wrapping up.
Right.
That show is his jam.
Oh, I hadn't told Craig. Craig, we are down to a two-car household again.
Oh, you finally got rid of the Karen's old car.
Yeah, WRX is, well, I mean, it's not actually sold yet, but there was a handshake, so.
All right. Good deal. She's had that a long time.
Yeah. 2003, she got it new.
Wow, 03. All right.
18-year-old car with 65,000 miles on it.
Yeah, I remember when she bought it. Oh, back in the good old days. You remember when other Ian bought the car from Scott?
Oh, yeah.
It was around that same time frame. Old man is here, so Masked Singer must be over.
Yeah. Ian owned a car?
Yeah.
That doesn't fit with the whole shtick he was trying to create.
Oh, no. First he had the souped-up car.
A bulldog named Beef, driving a Jeep. Drinking beers, that's his whole gimmick.
Nah, originally he had, you know, he owned a car which had, oh, you know, operated at maximum efficiency when it was running and not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I do remember that argument.
When he tried to convince us that 0 miles per gallon was the best his car could do.
No.
Yeah. Well, his argument was idling is the most fuel efficient.
That's not what he said.
That's not what he said, but that was what he's trying to argue. He said that, well, you're idling, you get the best mileage. And we're like, no.
No, zero. Zero is the worst mileage. And he argued that for what, half an hour?
At least, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually think it went into multiple days.
But what was that thing? Was that a Honda? What did he have that it was all tweaked out?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. That car had all kind of like adjusters on. He had mounted on the dash where he could change the fuel mixture, like, it was crazy. So he would try and tinker with it on the fly while he was driving it.
Yep.
Nuts. What are you into, Salt? Nuts. All right, though, you ready, y'all? Ready to get this going?
Sure. Y'all done?
I think so.
All right. Welcome to the 310th big installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the Woolly One. We got Chaos 72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. Hello, hello, hello. All three people here at the same time. It's crazy.
Hello.
What a revolutionary new idea for this show.
This is the week of 9/29 through 10/6. Unfortunately, still yet COVID year two.
You really just, you need to get over it. Like,
I'm never going to get over it.
Yeah,
there's no reason to get over it. I got to disagree with Ray. You don't have to remind us every week, but you could be salty about it forever.
I'm going
to
be salty about it still into next year, I'm pretty sure.
My guess is you will be salty about it forever.
That's possible. All I want to do is be able to go out and do things again and do like go travel places. And
I think I'm going to risk it.
Yeah, well.
Since that text you sent me. Do you know what kind of life I live now? I have to rely on text from Craig to let me know when my favorite musicians are showing up places, because looking to go to a concert isn't even on my radar. That was very kind of you, by the way.
Well, you know, I saw it on the marquee down there, and I'm like, I better tell you.
Yeah, that was right. I had no idea.
I know you very much enjoy her.
I just found out, like, a week and a half ago, Ani DeFranco came and played here in Williamsport, and I didn't even know. It was just like, it was just happened, like one of those things.
I don't know who that is.
That's okay. It's someone else I enjoy.
All right.
Please don't investigate it. You'll be angry and disappointed.
Okay.
She does not sing country music, and she is not awful.
All right. In your 5-day four-star crash. On the 24th, did you bamf your way to victory? That was the crash, right?
Yeah. Before that, I... Holy smokes. I took your advice and totally did a number on Rocket and or Groot with,
nice,
with a very undercover Dazzler.
I see you got her up to 147 level. Yeah.
Yep. And I happen to have 400 shards of her. So I threw an extra level in her green for a 2-3-3 and total success.
Nice. She's not as bad as we thought.
I feel confident that I bamfed my way to victory. I don't even think I used bamf. I think I unguarded my way to victory.
Okay, because I couldn't get bamf to go off. Like, Chuck was just sucking up all the purple.
Yeah!
He placed, good for me, he placed his invisibility tiles in the center of the board every time, so it was never a problem, but I could not get purple.
Well, there you go. This morning, if you happen to be able to play the Deadpool Daily, because mine wasn't there.
I heard this.
Yeah, mine showed up later in the morning, but it was not there at 6:30. You had the ever-popular North Star versus the Thanos, and I thought this was going to be real horrible. Oh, but it was a cakewalk. I just kept firing black and blue and black and blue and black and blue, mowed him down.
Huh. Yeah, I think the only reason I survived was my use of invisibility. I mean, it's only like one turn, but it helped. Like, I did not have that same reaction. It was a slog.
I was going to say, compared to other Thanoses, I feel like 4-star Thanos, Infinity War Thanos, as it were, is not super duper. However, I feel strongly that my 100 level 70 North Star is not going to get it done.
You're not going to get it done.
Yeah.
Not going to have it. Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. and then coming up next after that is, I never bothered to fill it out. So I'll have to read it from the graphic. Apparently it is Carnage versus Doc Ock. Must be that movie tie-in, huh?
I would definitely think so. That shouldn't be that big of a problem. Doc Ock might be a little annoying, but...
Well, it's just, I'm going to have to just look at Neener so many times, but...
It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Discord is really going over the plural of Thanos. Thanese, Thanos, Thani, Thanus, Thanusen.
I don't dislike Thanusen.
I mean, really, the English version, it should be Thanoses.
Yeah. All right. Storyland, Lost in Time, trying to get you Cyclops, a Romper Stomper, some Ultron shards. Placement is Pirate Kate and some Banner shards. Puzzle Gauntlet was running. Did you get your Wong?
Yes. Yes, I did. Total success. It had those wacky tug-of-war tiles.
Oh, yeah. I did not enjoy that.
You wouldn't.
I was fine with the tug of war tiles. My problem was that second, I never beat changing the game, where you have to go against Legion, which didn't matter. It was the one where there was a special tile on the board, and you had to match it to gain control of the tug of war. It didn't matter. Mm-hmm. You have to use the featured character. And that thing went off before I could do anything and killed all my featured characters. Like, I tried every featured character there and didn't make it past like round three with any of them. So I just stopped. You were able to beat it though.
Yes. I only ever play those last two things. Like, I don't play any of the rest of the fights in there.
That's sad. I don't know what else to say. Like,
I just try to get the thing and then I'm done. Yeah. Change of the game. Yeah. I beat that one. I don't remember with who, but it's got a red check mark.
Yeah, one of the featured characters.
Yeah, one of them. Let's say Fred. coming up next, Ian, it's Avengers versus Ultron.
Okay.
That means you need to play.
I will.
All right.
I will. I'm not on vacation this week.
Okay. That'll get you Punisher, Pirate Kate. On the Alliance side, it is Falcons and some Kate Bishops. Lots of Kates going out this week.
Oh, nuts. So I have to try hard to get Pirate Kate?
Well, you need some Pirate Kate. Everybody needs some Pirate Kate.
I know. And when I say try hard, I mean do the bare minimum.
Yeah. In PvP land, it is the power, 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 wheels, wheels, wheels. Season has come back around. And your shield simulator this time ago, it's Bullseye, Squirrel Girl, and Romper Stomper. And right now it is Jet Set Go is running. That'll get you Bullseye, Nova, on the placement. It is your 2099 Spider-Man and some Half-Thor shards. Mm. All right, let's go to the news. Release 237. Ian, he's sitting down.
I am.
This is either the most obvious clue they've ever done, or nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
The clue is super absorbent.
Okay.
It's got to be Crusher Creel, right?
Who, Absorbing Man?
Yes. Who else is super absorbent? SpongeBob?
The Blob?
No, SpongeBob, because he's a sponge.
No, Blob. Yeah. Blob can absorb a lot of damage.
Well, also, I think it's a play. Like, they're not just going to give you the name of the character, so it can't be Absorbing Man, even though I would be fine with that.
I would be, too. He'd be awesome.
But the Blob, the movie, the Blob absorbed everything. So, to me, the Blob makes sense.
So, to me as well. At risk of regretting this, I'm going to rewind a little bit and have Craig explain to me why, compared to all the other characters that he dumps on, why Absorbing Man would be awesome.
Because he
Please
can.
Please enlighten me.
Because he can turn his skin into anything. He can be adamantine. He can be steel. He can be diamond. He can be whatever, yo.
How long can he sustain that, and why doesn't he just do that?
He does do that all the time.
So he's just Vibranium Man all the time?
Nope, he changes it
up. And he loses? What?
He likes to change it up.
Yeah. So his love of variety is what costs him in the end.
That's it. He's been featured in the Immortal Hulk comic recently, so.
Did he turn his skin into Hulk poison?
I think he did it absorb some gamma and had some stuff going down, yeah.
Hmm. Well, the Blob it is then.
All right. What else we got in that news? Age of Ultron, we heard about that. Avengers versus Ultron on the 30th. You should have gotten a Hispanic Heritage Month prize. I should have maybe got that last week. That runs through the 15th, if you haven't yet gotten that. Puzzle Ops ends on the 30th, and they have fixed some spelling and grammar errors in multiple areas.
All cool.
Right. What else we got news? On October 7th, there will be an MPQ live stream on the Marvel Twitch channel at 6 p.m. Eastern. Okay. The theory being that it will give you details on the anniversary event.
Ah, okay.
I will probably not remember to watch it until the next day, but what are you going to do? Anything else in the news?
Not that I'm aware of.
Quiet times. All right, Ian, hit me with your top three.
Oh, no. The top three. Oh, I remember now. The top three. This week, now, I will offer our listenership some feed forward. This week, we're going to be exploring in-game animations. I'm going to pause for just a minute, so whoever wants to type out, "This game has animations?" Go! Here's your chance. Enjoy. I know you've all turned those off. The game's just so slow. And, all right. So, in-game animations. I will let you know that, for myself at the very least, and probably for these two guys, we play a very limited number of characters and did not do any research for this top three other than what we would do on our own free time anyway. So, this is by no means a definitive list, or necessarily a list where, we didn't forget anything and we might like some animations better. But, from what I can tell you, these are the three... my three favorite animations that I could think of easily.
Yep, that's a totally on board with that description.
Yep.
Great! You can start, since it always starts with me.
Okay. Alright, so my third favorite animation, again, off the top of my head, was Old Man Logan's Living Legend. When you get enough yellow and you can fire off his power to so that he just stands there and his claws come out. I mean, it's like a cinematic moment where he's like, all right, that's it. Claws are coming out. You're dead now. Like, I just like that. I like that animation. It makes me feel happy.
Sure.
Wolverine getting mad makes me happy.
Does that hurt? Every time.
Every time.
All right, Craig.
For my number three, I'm going with Retribution. Because I like it when the Punisher comes out and shoots me in the face.
All right.
Fantastic. My number three is Whales, Whales, Whales by, good old 3-star Deadpool. I like the idea that they give you a different whale per level.
Right. Yep.
That was enough to sell it to me.
I do enjoy seeing that narwhal come down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got, like...
It's been a while, but it's got I'm glad he's there.
Six different animations, because it's got the five different whales, and then if you push the big button, it's got the all the whales.
Right.
So, solid.
Ray, you're number two.
Oh, right. Okay. So, when I saw this animation for the first time, it impressed me, and I've just... I it was the first thing that came to mind when you mentioned this. Loki's shadow play, where he does the mirror image and you get multiple versions of him fading in and out. Yeah, I just enjoy seeing that image. I think it's pretty cool, pretty fitting for Loki as well.
Yeah, he splits into three, right?
I thought it was more than three, but I don't know for sure.
It's been a while
being that it's one of my favorite animations, maybe you would think that, yeah, see, there you go, it's more than three.
Okay. It's good times. My number two, I went with Whales, Whales, Whales.
Nice.
Because, like, again, I like all the different whale choices, and Mega Whales is always fun to watch it go and do its thing.
That's true. I don't hate any part of that. My number two is three-star Bullseye's Contract Killer. When he leaps onto the screen,
he's like, yeah!
He looks so excited to be doing his job. The passion with which he kills people is really conveyed through that image. And, you know, aside from the fact that I get excited that the board's about to fill up with strike tiles, I'm not nearly as excited as Bullseye is.
Yeah, he does really seem to be... He's going to throw that knife, you know, something fierce at you.
He really is! Yeah. I mean, he really has his heart in his work. I appreciate that.
Yeah, somebody's taking that to the eye socket, I think is what's going on there.
When you love your work, you never work a day in your life.
Right.
That's right.
When you love your job, yeah, you never work a day in your life. That quote attributed to Bullseye. All right, Ray. Bring us home.
My number one, this was, again, it came into my mind very quickly, and I do really enjoy it. It is, of course, Doom. Fall in favor when he snaps his fingers and somebody just disappears. Like, he does so much damage, it's insane. And, nice. Yeah, I just, God Emperor Doom's Fall in Favor. It's amazing. Simple little animation.
All right. My number one, just out of sheer spite for the worst character in all of Marvel, number one is, of course, Stupid Sexy Flanders.
Yeah! Good choice.
When I have to...
That'll save me my only honorable mention.
When I have to use Scott, it does at least bring a smile to my face when I see Stupid Sexy Flanders.
When he when he gives you that profile.
That's right.
Flexes his perfectly toned cheeks and says, I'm a mutant revolutionary. That's excellent. I'll tell you, when he's in that alternate long-haired costume, it's way less pleasant.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, I also did not enjoy that.
In a fun twist, my number one already up here, it's definitely Retribution.
Mm.
I feel like that animation... again, it's because it's the look on the character. Like, the look in his eyes is so cold and unforgiving, and knowing that the last thing that character saw was the Punisher looking back down at him while he's looking down at the barrel of a gun, and he just pulls the trigger, and it's gonna kill you.
Yeah, I do enjoy
that. I mean,
it
never does, but it could. It could.
Yeah, I do have to agree. His other power, the green power, that one's one of the worst animations. Holy smokes, that one's terrible. Got this rocket launcher thing going on. What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I also really just like the Big Puns one where he like jumps all over the screen like 9 times and slashing me with a knife. And I don't like that one either.
It's not as bad, but I agree. It's, yeah, it's not good.
All right. Very good. I do not have any honorable mentions this week.
Stole mine.
I do have one. I do enjoy Jessica Jones slamming the door with her defense trait. it's so on character for Jessica that...
Man, why doesn't that throw somebody out a window?
I think she's closing the door so she can throw someone through the glass portion of the door.
Well, the thing is, with her story, she always closes the door too hard and just busts her window herself. Like, it's just...
Right.
It's just a lets you into how angry she is all the time. I like that.
Solid.
Okey-dokey. Let's move on to trivia then. Ian, what you got? Somebody slap Samurai three times fast.
I don't have time for that. Gwenpool, my greatest and oldest in-game nemesis.
Yep.
Still just don't get it. just don't get it. I had to use her the other day for something, and it was one of those, I mean, first of all, it was one of those situations where, you know, the two-star I had rostered, but he wasn't one of the, they weren't one of the two-stars that I was using currently, so it was at its lowest possible level. The other person was Gwenpool, who, black seems to do nothing. Right. Unless I'm willing to reference a chart, her purple does nothing. And apparently her green power is enough to get everybody in this game excited, so her green power exists. But, yeah, God, as a character, I just don't understand. Why is she a character? Why would someone think her up? Why would someone write a comic book about her? Just dumb. So angry. But anyway, it turned out, you know, one of those behemoth burritos where I go, can I beat all three of these guys with just the hood? Turns out I can. So I felt good.
He's pretty good.
Trivia. Let's, we talking about Sabretooth this week?
Oh, yeah, I got an answer for this.
Ooh, I'm ready.
TJ Jaw author, he says, before he became Wolverine's boogeyman, Sabretooth debuted in the last issue of Iron Fist. I have to imagine that's a typo or an auto spell correction. Iron Fist in the 70s. As the story was written by Claremont and drawn by Byrne, the intention was to make him Wolverine's dad, Nemesis. I mean, Nemesis was there from the start. Although it did lead to a weird stretch of time where Sabretooth was a recurring villain in Power Man and Iron Fist, paired with another baddie, to which he poses a question to Ian. Can you name the other villain who had a partnership in Power Man Iron Fist with Sabretooth? He wasn't a mutant.
Ugh.
It's gotta be Black Tom Cassidy.
Who?
It's gotta be Black Tom Cassidy.
I guess. If you say so, I don't know what you're...
Is that Wolverine's partner?
Did Wolverine have a partner?
Yeah.
You're totally losing me on this one.
He's not Wolverine, Sabretooth. He was Sabretooth's partner. Sorry.
I don't know. I do not have an answer. How about Kraven? Does he have an answer? Does T. Deja author include the answer?
No, he does not.
Okay. Well, that will not be next week's trivia.
Okay.
But I don't dislike it.
But all right, if he's saying it's not a mutant, then it's not Tom Cassidy, because Tom Cassidy is a mutant.
Okay.
Right. Now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. He's the longtime partner of Juggernaut.
Ah.
Wow. Craig came out of left field with a racist name, and yeah.
I didn't make up his name. That's his name.
I didn't say you did. I just said it was racist.
He's black Irish. I don't know. Not my character.
I'm well aware that you did not come up with Black Tom Cassidy.
I mean, look at all the royalties I'd be getting. I'd be rich.
All right. I'll just ask you a new question.
All right.
All right. Let's see. This week, what is the name of the tome that contained the ritual that Caecilius used to contact Dormammu?
Mm.
Did he come to bargain?
He did not come to bargain. Mm. He came to open a gateway for glorious Dormammu to eat Earth. But he learned that ritual out of a book that the Ancient One kept in their private collection.
All right.
If you would like to name that, you'll get it right. If your guess is Black Tom Cassidy, you are wrong.
Access to the dark dimension for fun and excitement. I don't know.
I like Sluggo's Dormammu for dummies.
Yeah. Let's move on. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
All right, so this week, let's start over at the D3 forums. Fofobos asks, did anyone else get a drum roll instead of the opening music? Yes, apparently. I haven't gone back and listened. I don't know how that happened. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But I told you it was going to be the least edited episode.
There was Diablo 2 to be being played for there about was. 45 minutes.
Right.
And then everything exploded.
Yeah, everything crashed.
We were super sad.
That was a very sad Thursday.
Yeah.
But Friday.
Friday was a good time.
It stayed up.
Yep.
Back in the day when you could have had the same people on either sides, I can't say I've been missing those days, Bob.
I have. I miss those days. It presented a little bit of extra challenge to the game.
Well, that it did. He also said this, the energy in this week's post-vacation show is palpable. Ian's future is so bright, gotta find shades. And also he said, the least edited show in history. That explains the drum roll. I'll allow it. Over on Reddit, Stinkbomb said, I just stopped the Patton Oswalt episode of Films to Be Buried With. I start up the podcast and you guys are singing Roy Kent. If you're not listening to Films to Be Buried With, you absolutely must. Okay.
Does it feature Roy Kent?
Apparently. I mean, I don't know. That's all the information given. But so he also said that his brother sent him an Industrial Light and Magic marketing poster for Star Wars Episode 1. It is 20 years old at this point. On the outside of the packaging in which it was wrapped, the poster tube, he just wrote, "It's just for decoration. That's it, and that's all." Yeah, I don't doubt that in any way. And he also said, if you don't know about The Whistle Tips, you've got to watch that. That's my favorite viral video. The whistles go woo-woo. And to which Samurai said, "Bub rub," and Stinkpalm replied, 100%, it's like an alarm clock, but you're supposed to be up cooking breakfast. Whoop, whoop. I have no idea what I'm saying at this point. I'm just reading words.
Is any of this in English?
I don't. It all looks like English, but apparently it's all about whistle tips.
Do whistles have no tips?
Idea. It's in the Discord. We can listen to it later. But yeah, there you go. That was in the mailbag. So, hey, thanks, Willie.
Man, I am confused by whistle tips. Seems weird and wrong in some way. All right, once again, then, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump...
To pump...
You up.
All right, let's see what's going on in Boosted Land this week. 3-star Boosted characters. 3-star Dr. Doom. What's that guy up to? I bet his attack tiles will be boosted. Nope, nothing in that middle ability. I don't know what it does, but blue tiles, maybe black tiles. Hard to say.
The purple,
doesn't
though.
Sound like it's boostable. And that, does he have a doomsday plan? That if he matches enough,
Yeah, you gotta match away all the purple, but then you gotta blow up.
Yeah, you gotta match away all the purple, which are your purple trap tiles, which have to remain on the board to do damage for each trap tile.
Yeah,
it's hard work if you're not a computer.
Yeah, it sure is.
Turns out.
If you are the computer,
but it does a lot of damage.
Yeah, the computer, however, has unlimited purple on the board every time.
Right.
It manages to match those up and blow you all up at the same time.
We'll just assume that he had goons with him that generate purple.
All right.
But he's boosted, so get him out there. He seems nice. The Hood. He saved me the other day. I was stuck with an uncovered 2-star and good old Gwenpool, and the Hood was able to shoot and intimidate his way through everybody, Devil Dino and Thor included. So his twin pistols will be boosted, and the intimidation damage will be boosted.
Oh my gosh! I just remembered that last week I did not do Cold Pop.
Were you supposed to?
As a viral video.
Oh, yeah.
I totally forgot about Sweet Brown.
Yeah.
Went outside to get me a Cold Pop. Thought somebody was barbecuing. Man, I'm so sad that I just didn't think about that last week.
Yeah, there's so many things going on, and it gets muddled. It's when we were doing Malk. Yeah, I feel you. There have definitely been some when I have done a top three and regretted it.
Yeah.
I mean, when we were doing the SNL skits, and we both left off.
So many.
Sent our job interview.
Seriously.
Sent our job, and that was a dark day for me.
Because that's one of the greatest skits ever to appear on that show.
Yeah. And as I've said before, I'm really regret-filled about using Clancy Brown on the list of that guy's. I'd forgotten that Highlander was a movie.
Mm.
It just didn't register. And it was a misuse of that list. And I for all the things that I'm needlessly ashamed about, I've easily add that to my list. So anyway, Magneto, another classic 3-star that was versatile and did all the things he needed to do. He made his own protect tiles. He blew up tiles. He swizzled tiles around and dished out a lot of damage. So his blue and red damage is going to be increased, as is the size of his protect tiles from his yellow. The incredibly well and incredibly poorly animated Dark Reign Punisher. His green will be boosted and do the nothing that it already does. His red will be awesome and also do more damage, as will his Molotov cocktail. And 3-star Modern Thanos. Court Death will do more damage. I forget which one of those other two abilities does stuff. I want to say it's his green.
Yeah,
it's his green.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there might be some boosting there. Let's talk about the 4-stars. There's notes and pictures and everything anybody could want to go with these. Looks like the always popular and always excellent America Chavez will be boosted.
America Chavez!
Exactly. She doesn't suck nearly as much as Pearl Harbor. Oh, that movie totally holds up. But let me focus here and talk about the damage that she does from her green, if you have enough AP to do it, and the damage that she does when she takes her ticket to the multiverse. Red will have no changes. See what Dazzler's up to. She just recently saved the day in a crash as well.
You're right.
Her green AoE does some damage, and her her desire not to be sued by ABBA, her dance floor queen, will make bigger strike tiles. Did you see they're making music again?
I did.
I did. Brand new album.
Oh, brand new album. Well, that's a heck of a hiatus. But good on them for hanging in there and still putting out ABBA quality music. That means that they can do a third one of those, what's that ABBA movie? Where you just sing ABBA songs and you get married in Greece?
Mamma Mia.
Yeah, Mamma Mia 3. Here we come.
Yep. Feature, and nice. It's a whole new soundtrack. I mean.
Whole new soundtrack.
Yeah.
Let's see what,
Man, I am really distracted by this picture on this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
By this graphic, sorry.
Yeah, there's no reason that anybody would notice how excellent the pictures are this week. Or non-excellent. I'm progressive. I'm thoughtful. Let's talk about Miles Morales instead. His one half of his purple. Big damage from surprise. And a little bit more damage from Venom Blast. Good old Nebula boosted this week. Her Galactic Rage does more damage. More healing from her warped enhancements. And more damage from her Grim Efficiency. Nova, that's who I assume this is. And I'm right. Bigger damage from his finger guns. Better strike tiles when he launches people into the air. More damage when they land from being launched in the air. And his black ability will cause you to get sued for copyright infringement for even more dollars than it originally did.
One time.
That's enough. That was a really exciting big day for me. Let's see what Archangel's up to. Because now we're boosting 5 stars.
Archangel.
Come on, Teeth.
Archangel.
Trying to do a show here. His blue deals more damage, green more damage, and his aerial superiority will deal more damage. Captain Marvel, the 5-star version. Her red repeater does more damage and makes bigger strike tiles. The photonic half of her green does more damage when destroying rows of tiles. And more healing out of her yellow when protecting people's number 6. The Hulk. Immortal Hulk, to be specific. The always hilarious for me and Craig, Green Door, will do more AoE damage.
Don't go behind it.
Yeah, no, stay in front of it and just absorb the damage. Otherwise, it gets weird. his reviving does more damage.
To teammates.
To teammates when he comes back to life. And apparently, Red does an awesome amount of damage.
It does. You hurt yourself quite a bit, but he doesn't care because he just, you know, wakes back up. But
well, and if it's taken out the last person of the team, by the way, it doesn't hurt you. You do all that damage to the. If the game ends, it ends before he takes damage, so it can be very useful.
I really wish I had him at a useful level because that sounds fun.
Yeah, I hear he's a great character. And finally, Old Man Logan is boosted this week, so. Living Legend, bigger strike tiles. A ton of damage from Still Sharp. Die Hard does more healing. Old Habits does more AoE damage. Reluctant Hero, better strike tiles. Finish the fight, tons of damage. So, yeah, good for him.
Oh, an Imperial dump truckload. That sounds like a lot.
Yeah. I'm impressed by that amount of damage. Immortal Hulk looks exciting. All sorts of good stuff here. So let's see what I can tell you, what Samurai thinks about these boosted characters and how you could use them in perhaps a conventional or creative way. Apparently this week is not only a boss event, but we're in between seasons?
No, we're not.
Well, it's an off-season. It's a very short PvP season.
Mm. Oh, okay. Why? What's happening? Where am I?
It's for the anniversary.
Is it anniversary time?
Yeah.
I love anniversary time.
Do you listen to this show?
Not this show, no. Sometimes I go back to listen to, you know, the sound effects and stuff that Ray edits into the show, but no. Sometimes I need a little bit of an ego boost and I like to listen to myself talk, but it's rare. No, why? When's the anniversary coming up?
There will be a live Twitch stream on October 7th where they will tell you the details of the anniversary.
That's event. What happened. You said Twitch and my brain shut off.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay. That's cool. I like the anniversary. They usually throw out all sorts of tokens and giveaways and activities, and that makes me feel better about my guess, because I always feel like the anniversary character is, you know, goofy and throwaway in some way, and Blob could definitely fit that bill.
Mm.
Just kidding. I know that's not right. Now, back to Samurai. Now that I'm all excited about this anniversary coming up. See, I'll have to play less this week so that I'll have more energy to play during the anniversary. Batroc does seem tailor-made for an anniversary character.
Because he's...
Or Crossbones. I love them both.
Because he stinks.
Okay, so the boosted list isn't as important. But if you're looking for something to try, play either Dazzler or Nebula with Nova. Nova has cheap powers that make a lot of strike tiles. Both both Dazzler and Nebula have green AoE that deal more damage for every special tile on the board.
Disco Sue and Bald Amy Pond. All right.
These nicknames are getting out of hand. Yeah. I can't let them propagate this way. I have to stamp them back down. That seems like sound advice. So, play your boss event. Enjoy this alleged upcoming anniversary event. And pair Nebula with Nova. I like it. So, yeah, that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Let's go over to Team Up Time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Okay. So this week, I'm throwing in, well, it's a team that I saw on Reddit. I don't have a source. I don't remember who it was, but somebody suggested this in preparing to fight Caecilius. And I wanted to throw it in, even though I know it's too late. Caecilius is that event's over. But the next time you have to fight Caecilius, maybe think about this team. Now, first off, it does have a 5-star, and it's a fairly recent 5-star. However, I have an alternate for that, just in case you don't have 5-star Colossus. However, if you have 5-star Colossus, he is a tank, just as he should be. And you can use him as such for the Caecilius fight. So you're using him as a tank, he tanks the colors, and he just protects the whole team. He also reduces damage, and it's just a good deal. The second character is Spidey 2099. Now, he's really only going to be there for his blue. The main reason you normally would use him is because he can attack every turn. Like, if you make a blue or black match, he does an attack, and it just builds up, and he blasts out those web tiles, and none of that'll matter against Caecilius. But you just wait. You build up his blue, and you wait to use the third character, Patch. You use Patch's green. Patch has Berserker Rage for 9 green that throws out 6 tiles for both teams. This is very important, because Caecilius, the only way to damage him is by matching enemy strike tiles. So you build up blue, you build up green, you wait till there's enough purple on the board so that you can make a couple purple matches, and you fire that green. So the green is out there, and those strike tiles are out there. Don't make your match yet. Fire off Spider-Man's blue, and that will increase the damage done by 75%. Even the damage that Caecilius has taken for those match strike tiles. So it almost doubles the damage that he's taken, and it makes it so that you can make fewer matches to take him off the board. So that's really what this team is it's just a way to take him out a little quicker, and you've got Colossus there absorbing the damage in the meantime so that you can survive. And so this has replaced my Caecilius team. I used this against him in this last event, and it was easy. Like, Colossus takes so little damage, and he has so many hit points anyway, it was glorious. It was great. If you don't have Colossus, though, The alternative that I would suggest is Silk, because Silk has the power to heal team when you match a web tile. And like I said, Spidey 2099 is going to be throwing out web tiles. She can throw out web tiles. So it's a way to keep your whole team going. And you still just do the green-blue combo there, and you can kill them off pretty quickly. So there you go. The anti-Cassilius team this week, brought to you, as always, by Unify.
Unify.
Let's go the old school then and open up some tokens.
Right on. Oh, I should open up some tokens. Hang on, sorry. I had some stuff that I needed to look up in the game.
I've got four.
I'm ready now.
Oh, hey, I didn't give out the character builds. Hey, how about I give out the character builds?
Okay,
thanks, Donkey
great.
Teeth. So, Colossus, I think at a 5/5/3, really his damage reduction is the most important thing. So his yellow is important. Spidey, I have Spidey at a 3/5/5, but you'd probably want him to be at like you want his blue to be at a 5. So probably a 5/5/3, because the uprising isn't going to matter at all. And then Patch, his green, you want his green to be strong. So probably at another 5/5/3. So there you go. That's your builds.
Sweet. All right. I'm going to open these tokens here. And by these, I mean this one. And I'll try to get realistically excited in the reverse way. Ooh, it's a 4-star. It's not what I need. It is Thor, the Goddess of Thunder.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Striking Distance.
I've only got two.
All right.
Do it, Doug.
All right. First one's purple. Electro, Love of Villainy. Second one is the big pun, Punish. So what does that get my... Electro to a 0/3/2.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got four. Let's see if I can make anything happen here. First one is Miles Morales, Hide and Seek.
He's boosted, you know.
I did. Second one's a 4-star, Coulson. Number three is also for Skilled Unmatched, Talos. And number four, all fours, War Machine, Heat Signature Detection. That didn't help me get those characters in any way.
No. thanks the original, this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's still on that podcast network?
Okay. So it's called the Soon-to-Be-Named Network. It is a collection of other podcasts that you can find at soontobenamednetwork.com. I believe it includes Wings on Wings, Final Wrestling Place, two other wrestling podcasts at least that I can't remember their names of right now, and I apologize to both of them. Both Long Box Heroes and the After Dark version, Profane Argument, Puzzle Warriors 3, and that was all that I noticed yesterday, but there might be more. And I know that at the soontobenamednetwork.com, you can access a complete archive of all the shows that have ever existed on the network. So, soontobenamednetwork at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Do you think I can talk Joe into doing a podcast about the Star Show heels so he can complain each week about how much it has nothing to do with real-time wrestling?
Yes.
That sounds fun. All right. We'll see what happens. I think that's all we got this week. Anything else for the go to the order?
I'm good.
I have no additional information for the show.
Donkey Thief says heels on heels.
You have to watch it while wearing heels?
I think I'm more of a baby face. Yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Comment, suggestion, puzzlewarriors3.com. Shoot Ray some things to read. You can do it on, you know, all the platforms of your choice. He especially likes them when they're not in English. If you want to click on that Amazon banner on our homepage and buy yourself some stuff, I hear, again, long delays in getting things. Order those Christmas presents now.
Right.
Send some money our way.
If you would like to get each one of us the Amazon Astro robot, that sounds thoughtful. I know Craig's been dying for that.
I don't know what that is.
It's an Amazon Echo screen on wheels that chases you around the house.
Oh, no, thank you.
And encourages you to buy stuff from Amazon.
Nope. Wait, all right, hold on. Can I get it to say, buy my book? Buy my book?
I guarantee that you can.
All right, if I could get it to chase me around the house and say, shout, buy my book at me, now they might have something.
No, Alpha Team, it does not fly.
God, I missed that show.
It's a little wheelie robot that is an Amazon Echo screen and has two cup holders in its chassis so that you can send it around the house to distribute beverages to people. and make it say, buy my book.
All right, let's move on. That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, stay out of the sores. The gators will get you. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.